your friends on the radio. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Mike and Chris, the two princes, like each other a lot. One day they decided they should give radio a shot. On CKUW
95.9 FM, Winnipeg, Manitoba.
We tell some jokes, inspire folks to truly harness in. And if you haven't heard the show, well, where the heck you been? Are you giving your 10%?
Neck is up today.
Where'd you go? It's coming up.
The best part of the show is that nobody's listening. So we can say most anything.
Nobody's there.
Nobody cares. We're all gonna die someday.
This is our show and nobody's listening.
All right. Hello again. Welcome to Two Princes on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I'm Chris.
I'm Micah.
And we're going to solve all the world's problems today and tell nobody. And you know why we're going to tell nobody? Because nobody's listening to the Two Princes on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. It's been another week. Life has happened. Lives have ended.
Lives have began.
Lives have began. You know, the world continues on its path, and we're just right up along it. And there's not anything that we can do about it, and there's not anything that needs to be done about it. So strap yourselves in and just enjoy the moments you have, because the moments you have are all that there is.
Yeah, I've decided I'm going to become a police officer.
You're going to be a police officer?
Officer Micah.
Officer Micah. Yeah. That has a nice ring to it.
I know.
What are you most excited about in your new venture?
Carrying a nightstick.
Yeah.
I'm not going to use it.
No, just carrying it, though.
Yeah.
It's always nice to have something in your hand when you're walking.
And the thing is, like, I want to approach it with a pacifist mentality.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of angry people out there.
Yeah.
And they're having a hard day. And if they need to wail on somebody.
Yeah.
Let that person be me.
Yeah.
You know, I can even lend them my nightstick.
There you go.
And make them feel special.
Yeah.
You know?
Here you go. Just underneath your outfit, you'll just have mattresses and pillows underneath it. People be like, man, Micah, you've really put on the pounds. And you'd be like, nah, man, check it out. It's soft and cushiony. It's Jared cushiony.
And I'm just kidding. I'd be the worst cop of all time.
I love that you have dreams. I just wish they were more, they lent more towards your very unique skill set as a human.
Yeah.
But the heart wants what the heart wants, and let it be known that, you know, outside of pumping blood, the heart really wants nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the heart wants good gut foods.
Dude, you know, like, are there still kids that, like when you, like, I think of, like, I don't know, maybe in, like, the 50s or something. Like, yeah. Like, the idea of, like, growing up to be a police officer and, like, make your family proud and, like, you know, you're a five-year-old kid and playing cops and robbers and, like, you have this dream, this lifelong dream of being a cop. Like, does that still happen?
I assume so. I think there's still weird backwoods people who are like, you know, not all cops are bad. Or some of them even are like, yeah, all cops are bad. It's like those guys
who
be like, you know, for every person who wanted to be a cop, there's a kid dreaming of being a criminal.
Right.
You know, there's
cops like let's be realistic here. You know, I want to be a corrupt cop when I grow
obviously.
Up.
Obviously, yeah. There's no money in non-corrupt cops.
Right? Yeah.
You gotta feed your family.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I always hate about people who give bad cops a bad name, or like who really besmirch bad cops. And it's like, these are just simple guys who have taken on what's supposed to be an honorable profession. And then they get there and they're like, you know, well, this doesn't pay the bills.
I think it's gotten a little extreme though. I think there was a time when we thought, you're upholding the law, so it means you're doing good. And then we realized, oh wait, there's corruption. But now it's just they're all bad. And I don't really think any stance is correct.
Yeah. The thing about people, when everybody thinks they're right, the majority of them will always, the vast majority of them,
mm-hmm.
will always be wrong. There are more wrong people, there are more wrong opinions in this world than there are right ones.
Well, because opinions are mostly formed on ignorance.
Yeah.
You know,
there's more wrong belief systems.
Yeah.
There's more wrong in the world than there is right. And there might not even actually be a right.
And so, yeah, exactly. So if you keep it to yourself, or if you talk about it with a friend or a loved one, or hopefully your friends are loved ones, then you can get it out,
mm-hmm.
and you know, have some perspective on it and realize maybe, you know, whenever I blurt out an opinion, I usually feel bad about it because I realize it was just a reaction to something,
yeah.
and some need in me to prove I'm right because I'm, you know, insecure or whatever. And that's okay. I think we all deal with that in one way or another. It's just, it's good to remember that, my opinion about any given thing, isn't really going to affect anybody in any.
No.
I mean, maybe if there's something that's, that feels worthwhile to share because I believe it could have some sort of, you know, positive impact in some way or another. Maybe there's something to that, but I'd like to carefully think about it. Hopefully I could think about it carefully and express it in a way that's useful.
Yeah.
And the other thing is if I'm trying to express it and the person doesn't want to hear it, then I have to be okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Because sometimes people just don't want to hear about it. People sometimes don't want answers, even if the answers are so easy. And so much, you know, I've heard, I just want you to listen so many times in the past little while. And, like, I don't understand it. Like, if we're just choosing to listen to you and whatever, and you have all these problems that have solutions, and we have solutions to offer, and they're tried and true solutions, and they would work, you'd think that somebody would want that as opposed to just saying their thing and then being prepared to wallow in their inevitable failure as they choose to reinforce their bad ideas by just having people listen to it and not say, hey, you're wrong. Which 99% of the time we are all wrong. So that person who's saying that you're wrong is probably also wrong. So there's really no win to any of these things.
Yeah.
You know, dogs say meow and cats go moo. And frogs eat bagels when it's lying on the sidewalk. Which is why you shouldn't leave bagels on the sidewalk, because, like, frogs' stomachs, they don't really have the ability to process gluten. And so it really just makes them puff up. Like, the reason why, like, bullfrogs and stuff, when, you know, how their, like, jowls just get really huge. I don't know if they're jowls on a frog, but you know, the under the mouth neck thing.
Yeah, of course.
It's because they ate gluten that they were unable to process.
The more you know.
The more you know. Like, and don't get me wrong, I think it's kind of cute, but I'm sure it's not healthy. And we need to think about the health of our frogs, because frogs are super important in the ecosystem of the world. Frogs are like the pancreas of the universe.
Well, just like to let that swim around in your head for a while.
Mm-hmm.
We are the Two Princes on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I'm Chris.
I'm Micah. Slamming segment here.
Yeah, these segments are going at, coming in hot and slamming like slamming salmon. That's,
did you ever see that one?
What, Slamming Salmon?
Yeah,
is that a thing?
That's a movie.
Oh, is it about salmon who are like fighters?
Who were those? There was like a, what was that movie collective? Broken Lizard?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What other ones did they do? They did the...
Beerfest.
They did the...
Hot Super Troopers.
Yeah. One time, some cops, like, we were smoking some weed one time in a car.
Unbelievable.
I know. Don't do what I do, okay? And we were just parked, and then these cops came up, and they were like, "What you guys got there? Oh, been smoking some weed?" And then my buddy was like, "It's all gone, see?" And he showed him his empty pipe. And then They looked. I was in the back, and I was like pretty stoned. And they're like, "What's up with your buddy over there?" And I was just sitting in the back. And then my other buddy was like, "These schnozberries taste like schnozberries, like from Super Troopers." Yeah. And then the cop on the other side went, "Meow," like from the movie. Yeah. And I think they let us off with a warning.
Yeah.
So are those good cops or bad cops?
The ones who let, I mean,
they're pretty cool.
They're cool. They're not good at this. I mean, I guess it's like define the job. They clearly didn't want to write up tickets. They didn't want to process anything. This is before weed was legal, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing about the legalization of weed is now if they catch you smoking in public, all they have to, they can just write you a ticket, give you the ticket, and you'll have to pay the fine. Like, they don't, like back in the day before it was legal, they'd have to take you to the station, process you, do all sorts of paperwork and other work. And it was a whole ordeal.
Yeah.
And so I think you used to be able to get away with it more back then because they had to do legit, if you were, I mean, if you had the right, right stuff. Back, like, because war on drugs is really a way to enforce, like, poverty and...
And, dad rock.
And, and, you know, it was a way to give the establishment more power to do away with the undesirables. It allowed millions of young black men to be arrested and thrown in jail for very little reason.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have, whereas for people with the right skin color or ethnical background, that's like ethical ethnicity, ethnical background, you tended to get off with more of a
slap on the wrist.
Or if that.
Yeah.
But, please carry on sort of thing. Because they don't really, you know, because it's not, yeah. But it allowed, it allowed bad cops to be, have more power to be bad cops.
Yeah.
But now they can just write you a fine, write you a ticket if they want, and you can go and pay the fine.
Well, that's good. It's kind of, made a more fair playing ground, I guess. Mm-hmm. Who had that? Was there an album called Punk and Drublick?
Yeah, that's No Effects.
Oh, yeah, is that a good album?
Yeah, No Effects does nothing but good albums. They write bangers on bangers.
Cool.
They're the second most catchiest songwriting group outside of the Ramones.
Right. Yeah, they're cool.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that those fat bikes are because of Fat Mike?
Yes. The Fat Mike Fat Bike was the first large wheeled bicycle.
Is he still carrying on the same way he always has, or has he kind of cleaned his act up a bit? Or is he one of those guys that just like getting older and cooling off a bit?
He now wears full dresses.
Okay.
He very much, you know, embraced his love for wearing female clothing.
That's fun.
I think he's probably not, I mean, he's now, he built the punk rock museum, so he runs a museum, he's a museum curator now.
Hmm.
I think he's sort of, I'd assume he's settled down.
That's cool.
I assume he's, you know, grown up a bit. It's hard because, you know, it's hard when you get popular off of something that is like juvenile.
Well, people that, it's hard, yeah, people that are just in bands since they're a kid, like they're always a kid, basically.
Yeah. But like, you know, and like when the songs, like there are bands that play like, you know, moderately normal adult stuff, like respectable, mature things.
Yeah, that's why it makes sense that, you know, Mick Jagger's wife is like 50 years younger than
him. Because his music speaks to her.
Yeah.
But like, you know, with like Blink-182, NoFX, these bands whose songs are always kind of childish.
Yeah.
And like when your biggest hit is What's My Age Again? And, you know, it's...
Yeah.
About being an immature child. And you have to go and sing that song as a 55-year-old man.
Yeah.
That's got to be tough.
But, like, it's more mature now because they're using in-ear monitors and probably have backing tracks.
Yeah.
So they're more mature.
It's all about, you know, taking the human element out of musical performances. That
makes you a grown-up.
Yeah. It makes you classy, grown-up, professional.
Mm-hmm.
I love weaponizing the word professional.
How so?
You know, if you just want to cut at someone a little bit for whatever, just say that what they're doing is very unprofessional.
Right.
And they'll be like, ouch, my soul. Because what every artist wants, unfortunately, is to have their art be treated as a profession.
Yeah.
You know, let's take the soul out. Like, you just want another soulless job.
Yeah.
And have that soulless job be about singing songs about dicks and balls.
The real trick is to work as hard, if not harder, than anybody in any regular job.
Yeah.
But to still do it exactly the way you want to do it.
Yeah.
Like that. That is making it a profession, but it's it leaves out the sort of negative connotations of professionalism.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And unfortunately, these days, if you can't hang...
Yeah.
You know? And that's the funny thing, too, because, like, all the, you know, all the artists that I all appreciate from days of yore were outsiders... You know, weirdos. You know, they made their own hang, but, like... I don't think some of these people could hang with anybody.
No.
You know? It's very boring.
Yeah.
So if you don't helix your hat...
Yeah,
we're back on this again.
It's all about helixing a hang.
And it's my gripe, because...
Micah just... cannot feel comfortable with a toque, let alone with a toque that is helixed. He doesn't like his ears fully covered, and he doesn't want to feel his ears covered at all. And when you helix a cat hat, your hat has got that like four layers right under the ear, causing sweats.
But again, I realize that I'm being ignorant because I've met some people with helix hats that I found quite charming and interesting and had a personality. So I really don't think it's one size fits all. I really don't think it's possible to use to comfortably and honestly, if I'm being honest, I can't condone the phrase Ahab.
Yeah. All hats are bad.
All helixers are bad.
All helixers are bad.
You didn't have to ruin it by saying it. I wanted them think about it.
Moby Dick, you should cut it.
Oh, yeah, he probably did helix his head.
Because he's a fisherman.
He's a fisherman.
Yeah.
It makes sense for them. They got to hear what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's not that cold.
Yeah.
I blame Wes Anderson.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Well, whoa, cool.
That's neat. I hope that's not a sign of...
failure? No.
No, everything's good.
Yeah, my computer goes on sleep. The sound still works. And this time it went yellow.
Yeah, that was weird.
I think I messed with it somehow.
I hope it's just a setting and not like your...
It's because I peed on it.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta stop peeing on your laptops.
But I'm so rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
This man is so rock and roll.
I know it sounded like I was gonna say that he's so rock and roll that... something, but it was just a statement of fact. And he's so rock and roll that we don't need to clarify how rock and roll he is. with any example of rock and rolldom to which he is especially known or would do. He's so far in the lifestyle that the attributes of the lifestyle need not even dream of applying to him.
Yeah, and I'm never gonna, you know, I'm never gonna put, like, up, put, like, if I never put out any said rock and roll, then mm-hmm. nobody can question.
Exactly. It's
like, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Because the only person's opinion that matters about me is mine.
Yeah.
And if I never put myself out there, then I can just tell everybody all day long that I'm the best.
Yeah, they'll have
no proof whether it's true or not.
Yeah. And if since they can't disprove that you're the best,
yeah,
they must accept that you are the best.
For the next 40 years of my life, I'm just going to start telling every single person in every conversation that I'm in that I'm writing a screenplay.
Nice. Yeah, yeah. It's really fun. I've been telling people that I'm writing a book, and people are always really excited that I'm writing a book. And it's like, you know, as long as I'm, if I ever finish that book, thankfully I'm not actually working on a book. But if I ever actually finish that book, then I have a problem because nobody cares that you wrote a book.
No, I mean, here's the thing. Why are you doing it? If you were actually doing it, you wouldn't have to tell anybody about it.
Yeah.
Because that's professional.
Yeah.
But who wants to be professional?
No, I just want everyone to think
that you don't. If you don't have to, if you don't do it, that's way less time spent on something.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody still thinks you're writing a book.
Yeah.
So what do you want? Do you want to actually do the thing, or do you want to just tell everybody about it?
Yeah, and I know what I would want to do.
Yeah.
And I think everyone would really prefer doing that too.
Is that your phone?
I don't know.
Let's take a break. We're the Two Princes on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I'm Chris.
I'm Micah.
Just in case you missed it, my phone was going off. It turns out some lady in China wanted to let me know that my social insurance number is committing crimes in Alaska, and eBay is waiting for me to pay a deposit.
I fell for it one time.
Oh no! Which one? The
they said there's blood in a car in Vancouver. I think I was like 2 months sober, and I was just my head was barely clearing the fog in my brain was still clearing, and I was very paranoid.
Yeah.
Because I was still feeling very guilty about everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, what if? I don't remember. Maybe I went to Vancouver by accident once. And, yeah, it was nothing. I had to change my cards and stuff. And then I was hanging out with my friend, whose name is also Micah, and it started happening again. Luckily, he was there, and he's a very smart and sensible guy, and he was like, dude, don't do it, man!
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last week, I got a call from a credit adjuster.
Yeah.
Like a credit card, a credit guy who's trying to get money from me because of I had not repaid for my license for this year, so MPI took me to claims adjusting or whatever, so anyway, but they called me and then they were like, well, we need to confirm some things with you. First of all, I mispronounced my name, so that put me a little bit weird. And it's always a call center person, and it's like, you're not from a lawyer company. You're just some... And, you know, they're the same people who are also trying to get all the information from you when you're when they're trying to also create the scam. And then she was asking for, like, my ad... Like, she was asking me to confirm an address... And it was my old address.
Mm.
And I could have confirmed it, but then I just felt really weird for a moment. I'm like, why, like, what do you need me to, like, they could also be confirming this to acquire, like, the information necessary to do the thing. And I'm like, oh, I don't, so I wigged out and was like, no, I don't want to, all right. Just claimed that it wasn't me. Because, well, I don't live at the address that they gave me. So I took it out and then... But yeah, and then I got that Manitoba Justice thing text that a few people got last week where they're saying your MPI thing. I'm like, of course MPI is doing this. They did this to me.
What were they trying to get from you?
$60.
For what?
Renewing my license.
Oh, like your ID card?
Yeah, my...
Nice.
Yeah, so it's just like, you know,
I get it. Don't you have to pay it up?
What?
Don't you have to pay that up?
I already did.
Oh.
It's all done.
Good.
Like, you know, I just forgot. Or, like,
yeah.
I moved and I lost my wallet, so I lost my license, like the card itself. And I don't, like, I have a passport to use as ID if I wanted to. And nobody IDs me anyway because I look old as dirt and I don't go into liquor marts. So, like, when do I really need a license? I don't drive.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's a thing that just gets backburned a lot.
Yeah, my license was expiring and I kept getting mail and I forgot to open it. But then eventually I opened it and figured it out.
And it's like, oh yeah, I can go do the thing. So I took care of that on Friday, but, like, yeah, it was really annoying, and I got that weird call from the credit bureau people, and I'm like, I don't, you could just be claiming to be a credit bureau guy, and I'm, but, you know, so I didn't want to give them any information that they could use to drain me of all my money.
Because you have so much.
I mean, yeah, so much
money. You're so good. You're so good.
So good. And, I took a week off of work.
How was that for you?
It was good.
Why did you do that?
Oh, a few weeks ago I had
Oh, right, you had an episode.
I had an episode. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm having a...
Are you feeling better?
Oh, yeah, I'm feeling great. But I spent so much money.
Oh, did you get into a depressive spending loop?
No, I had a girlfriend spending a vacation time with me.
What did you guys do? Order skip the dishes every day?
All the time.
Oh, that can get depressing.
Yeah, they get... Yeah.
So, like, 3 meals a day?
No. One meal, usually, often. And, like, but they also get, like, they get snacky at night. And then there's late night skip the dishes.
Why don't you just go to the store and get some chips?
because they get snacky at like 1 in the morning after they've had so much stuff, and then they order like 2 extra large pizzas, and it's like, there goes $84. Because they don't do Pizza Hotline. They do Little Pizza Heaven. And it's like, oh, Jesus. It's good, but it's expensive.
And how are you feeling about that?
I'm fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
Everything's fine. I don't, you know, I can buckle down, and I've done it before. I'll do it again.
Do what?
Buckle down and bring all that, you know, save all that money, return it to the positives. But
okay,
you know, but it's just like, oof. Thankfully, I can live small and put through my devices. I'm throwing it off as, you know, a hard, you know, a week of craziness that just sort of, you know.
I know it's I know it's very overused term these days, but it's good to have boundaries.
Yeah.
But if you're totally cool with all that and you're having a great time,
I'm having
then
a
kudos
time.
To you, man. Might as well spend your money on someone you love, on stuff that they love, that you probably really enjoy too.
Yeah, I can't complain about the food I ate. Can't complain about the week I had. We went to Pinawa and went to the old Pinawa Dam Provincial Park and stuff. That was fun.
Does she have a car?
She does a car co-op.
Oh, cool. I'm signed up for that, but I've never used it.
Nice.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. So we did the, she did the, we went out to the Pinawa place and had a burger in the town of Pinawa. It was fine. We went and saw Pelicans at White Mouse
Falls.
Is
that a new horror movie?
Pelicans.
Is that a new movie from Ari Aster?
Yeah. It's about pelicans. It's about people who slowly are becoming pelicans.
This is becoming a boring conversation, but have you seen that Backrooms movie?
No, not,
no. Me neither.
No.
You know what? Let's make a pact right here.
Yeah.
Never gonna watch it.
I am so in. We are never, you've heard it here, folks. We are never watching.
Because I can, yeah, I can only speak for myself, but I think that the opinion might, the mindset might be shared. When everybody else is doing something, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Doesn't that drive most of your life?
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, same.
Yeah. I kind of want to see that Obsession movie. It was, the director does a bunch of like really dumb comedy sketches, sketch comedy videos that always show up in my feed, and I saw that he was the director of this Obsession movie, and
so both of these movies are directed by YouTubers.
Yeah, YouTubers are the new.
I mean, YouTube is like, of all the platforms, I find it to be the most legitimate.
Yeah, yo, YouTube, like those YouTube videos, you generally have to have some level of quality.
Yeah,
and if you're doing a YouTube like a 6-minute YouTube movie every week,
yeah,
in a year you're recording like how many hours?
300 minutes.
You're making 5 hours of film, if they're 6 minutes, you're doing 5 hours of movie filming every year.
That's like close to
professional, like
that's close to Woody Allen level.
Yeah, that's, yeah, so it's like, you know, you're getting your reps in.
Yeah.
And that's only if you do it once a week.
Yeah.
Some of these guys are doing...
That said, some of them are just, like, sitting in front of a...
Yeah. Thing. Yeah, no, he's doing, like...
Real film stuff.
Real film.
It's a real film, Jack.
They're making scenes. They're filming scenes. And it's like, yeah. So it's like... I respect, it's a constant work on the craft.
Yeah.
It's better training than any film school will get you. Yeah, if you want to be a cook, cook. If you want to be a filmmaker, go make YouTube movies, and then one day you can make a horror film, which I hate in principle because it's a horror film, but I want to see it because you did all these YouTube videos that show up on my feed, and I find mildly amusing.
Did you hear that Oliver Tree died?
Yeah, I don't know who that is, but I heard that he died.
I never was really, like, into him, but he seemed like he was doing doing his thing, you know? I can respect that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you hear that, did you see who's running for mayor?
Oh, yes.
Isn't that wild?
Oh, yes. Vote for Johnny Calderon.
Johnny Calderon for mayor.
We are the Two Princes on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I'm Chris.
I'm Micah. Yeah, I might vote for him. I don't know.
Another YouTuber who's doing good things in the world, and I just want to vote him for mayor.
Yeah.
He's a fine, upstanding gentleman.
I mean, I think it'll get a lot of the apathy vote. Yeah. Like, there are people out there that think voting is stupid.
Yeah.
I'm so in the middle on everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a lot of issues with politicians, but I also have a lot of issues with the way people, like, it's everybody's fault,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like, yeah, like, the reason why Trump got in is because he was a fresh voice,
mm-hmm.
you know? And, like, people are always, it seems to me, like, everybody's always, and yeah, it would be nice to hope. But it's like we're upholding the system, right? We need to think that these people that have dominion over us are in it for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Because there has to be some reason why we're all beholden to this system. So if somebody comes along that's got a fresh voice and you think, okay, finally, this is the person that's gonna do it.
Yeah.
And then it's just like another politician most of the time. And I'm not saying they're all bad. I have some sympathy for them because they have to say all this stuff to get voted in.
Yeah.
That they're not gonna be able to come through on because they can't. Because they're being coerced by opposing voices from every direction. How do you make a decision? It's basically like you have a bunch of voices in your head. Which one do you... So... Now, like, I know that there are some politicians that are more invested in the people they represent than others. I believe that.
Yeah.
But I also think that it's really impossible to not make some compromises that you might not be comfortable with if you want to be at that level.
Yeah.
Like Bernie Sanders, you know, he seems pretty cool, but he could never be the president.
No.
Because he's a socialist.
Yeah.
And that means he's a communist.
Yeah. We can't have a communist running our capitalist society. I would say democratic, but, like, let's be real.
Yeah.
Democracy's dead.
But we're all part of it.
Yeah.
So just embrace it.
And
just get down with the burn.
Yeah, get down with the burn. Let's all
feel the burn of the world as we continue.
That'd be awesome if we could all just give Bernie the... Because, like, Donald Trump, and this is how Johnny Calderon could theoretically win, is...
Yeah, this is what I'm getting at.
Is the burn it all down vote.
I don't think he would burn it all down.
I mean, depending on...
I know Johnny. He's got a good heart.
But the people who will know him... Because, like... His big thing is he probably has a bigger Instagram following than or social media following than any other mayoral candidate.
Yes.
So he could theoretically use his
platform
to potentially become the populist vote.
Why don't we do an actual interview?
That'd be cool.
We should interview him.
Yeah.
We just go find him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But, like, the people who'd be voting for him due to his social media platform, which, let's be real, that's probably going to be the majority. Like, the other people will have no idea who he is. But the people who will know what he is. And they'll vote him because they want what he is. And that would be the burn it all down vote.
Like the people who want to burn it all down would vote for him.
Yeah. You know, let's vote for the show.
Yeah.
Because, like, let's be real. Do I think he'd be a better mayor than anybody else? Probably not. There's probably levels to it that he is not...
Privy to. Or experienced with.
There's, you know, there's diplomatic... tactics that he is not probably, he's not the most tactful person.
I think he can be.
Maybe he could be.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But he knows about that
but
stuff.
But these people people have centuries in the...
Yeah.
But,
you know... Maybe that's what we need.
You know, it would be fun.
Well, it's like you get luck... Like, you have beginner's luck, right? Like, have you ever played poker with a beginner?
Yeah.
And then they win.
Yeah.
Because nobody knows what they're going to do. And then if that person pursues poker... There's like a long middle period where they lose a lot.
Yeah.
And if they keep at it, they get back to that simple joy of the first time they played when everything went well.
Yeah.
But they've got the skill and the experience, the ups, the downs, the heartbreak, the triumphs.
Yeah.
To aid them in the wisdom and intuition. Now they're being guided by intuition. So, you know, a person like Johnny, if he's running for mayor, he looks at it and thinks, anybody could do that. And maybe for a bit he could. Mm-hmm. But then does he have the grit to go all the way?
Yeah.
Plus he's like, you know, politicians are usually old, so like, give the guy some time if he's serious about it, you know? Go to politician school.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this.
Yeah. I hope we all...
hope everyone votes for him. I'm not going to say who I'm going to vote for, but I will be his whip.
Yeah. Like the person you vote for, you'll be...
No, the whip is the person that wrangles the votes.
Yeah.
Or I think that's like in the House or something.
Yeah, that's in the House.
Isn't that crazy that there's a position?
Should we campaign for him?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should go door to door.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a lot of experience going door to door.
Do you have a lot of experience going door to door? If you can convince people to save the environment, you can convince them of.
The last time I went door to door for a politician, it was my cousin.
Yeah,
and I was like way too hopped up on the fact that I knew how to go door to door, and knowing how to do good knocking and stuff.
Yeah,
I'm way more chill now.
Yeah,
I think I can honor the person I'm representing here.
Nice.
Yeah, vote for Johnny Greenwood. We are the two princes on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I'm Chris.
I'm Micah.
We're back at it. Couple more hours of this, and then you'll be free to roam the planet as you see fit.
Imagine if our show was 3 hours long.
That'd be so good.
I know.
I know that when people, the one complaint we hear from people all the time about our show is that they wish there were two of our shows back to back.
Today we were doing this training, and one of the things we had to do was put on these headphones.
Mm-hmm.
That had like a bunch of voices to like just have an insight into, because it's all about like what kind of situations we're going to run into on the street, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this was all these voices. It was like for someone just to to feel what it's like to be schizophrenic. And I was like telling everybody that I really enjoyed it, because first, at the beginning, I was like, okay, how am I going to get through this? This is very irritating. Oh, it's a meadow
there
now.
You go. We're back to the meadow.
A scenic vista.
The pee wore off.
That's the thing on my thing. But I noticed, like, whoever, like, put the thing together, like, it was all these different voices.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, the panning that they used was so good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was, like, stuff here, here, here. Like, the full spectrum, all over the place, coming in. There was one that was, like, going back, like, sweeping across.
Okay.
Like, it was a masterwork in panning.
Wow.
So I listened an extra long time.
Okay, because you're just like,
And then I was telling everybody about how great I thought it was.
And did everyone feel like you,
I don't know. Maybe I'm just trying to be a shock jockey.
A shocky? but, you know, makes sense. There's something about a good pan that can bring the sizzle.
I told some people to shut up today, though. That wasn't nice.
Why did you do that?
Well, because they were being really disruptive, and like it's funny how I enjoyed the headphones, but like when there's a bunch of people talking all over me, it drives me crazy.
Yeah,
I apologized.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do you have to see these people every day? Were they random?
Yeah, I have to see them every day. Yeah. No, but it was fine. Like, I apologized, so. One of the guys is a fellow Mennonite, so I felt really bad about that one.
Yeah.
Because I know that guilt lingers. Like, even if I was at a point in my life where I could genuinely say I have no regrets, I would find...
Yeah.
I would find guilt, you know? Mm. Yeah. I probably use that as an excuse, though, a little bit.
What?
The Mennonite guilt thing? Yeah.
Probably.
Aren't you Catholic?
Ah.
Isn't there some kind of Catholic guilt?
There's tons of Catholic guilt.
Yeah.
But I was trained by Catholics who believe that there's no reason for Catholic guilt because they are 100% right.
Mm.
And justified in every action that they have taken.
These are hard, strong men.
Hard, strong men who are like, yeah, for the power of God.
Yeah, to be a man,
mm-hmm.
to be one of God's men, chosen men.
Mm-hmm.
Every single thing that you do is right.
Yeah.
And I am who I am, and I will never apologize for it or investigate anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so jealous.
Yeah, it's it was quite a cool thing to witness such brazen correctness. Just to know that, you know, they're firm in their understanding of what is right and wrong and where they stand in it, which is so far to the right, because they're so right. They don't have time for these centrist people, you know, trying to balance good and evil. You don't balance good and evil. You be good. And the Catholic Church, in their eyes, has always acted in the interest of the good. And sometimes innocent people died. Sometimes horrible atrocities were done to people who did not deserve it. As these centrists who are trying to balance good and evil would say, or would figure, they'd believe that these actions were out of line. But if you're acting in the interest of good, none of these actions are anything less than absolutely necessary.
Yeah.
And it's really powerful stuff.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. I love it so much.
I love it so much, too.
I just love it.
Just do good to me, Daddy, is what I want to cry to all of those people. And I did to a few of them.
Yeah.
In the seminary. I like that Catholic, like, they call it the seminary because there's so much semen getting passed around in it.
Yeah, you went to... You're talking about when you went to study to be a priest?
Yeah.
How long did you do that for?
4 years.
How was that?
It was fun.
You must have liked a few of the people you were
with. Oh, yeah, there are a lot of good people.
Yeah.
There was, like, a younger generation, which were very fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And they're not as annoying as those, like, evangelical young people.
Oh.
Or was it that?
No. They're far more, they drank a lot.
Yeah.
They partied.
Like, good time Catholics.
They were getting it out of the system because as soon as they became priests, it was all over.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're much more logical about this thing than...
Yeah.
Evangelical crybabies who are, like, you know... Just insufferable.
You know, the evangelicals are trying to bring about the apocalypse.
I know. And it's like, nobody should want the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the goal. If you bring about the apocalypse, guess what? You're not getting taken up. Bringing about the apocalypse is not a good idea.
Yeah. Apocalypse? More like a...
You know who else was trying to bring about the apocalypse? The Antichrist.
Oh, yeah.
So if you are trying to bring about the apocalypse, you are on the same side of the Antichrist. And if you've read Revelations, then you'll know that that is not...
Jesus was riding around... Isn't there a part where Jesus is riding around on a motorcycle with a chainsaw?
Yes.
Like, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Why haven't they made a Revelations movie?
I mean, there's been movies based on Revelations, but they're usually, the budgets are usually pretty, pretty low, and the actors are like Kirk Cameron or Stephen Baldwin.
Right. Well, because they need to get people that care about this stuff.
Yeah, and the people that care about this stuff, we do not want to see on our screens.
You know what movie I watched the other day that was really actually quite good?
The Flintstones?
No, The Animal.
The Animal.
With Rob Schneider.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty funny, man.
Okay.
With Colleen from Survivor.
Oh. I did not know... I did not put any...
Yeah.
I did not watch that movie.
Yeah, she was on that. She was on that 70s show. She was on a couple other things. And then she was like, that's cool. I don't feel like doing this anymore. She got out.
Yeah.
Good for her.
It's good to get out.
She was in a movie with Rob Schneider.
Well, who was she in that 70s show?
On a love interest of Hyde or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's good to get out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, do you think she made enough money to, like... How much money do you think a person would get paid for being in The Animal with Rob Schneider?
Was she the lead?
She was the female lead.
She probably made, like, $500,000 or something.
And back then, that was, like, $1 million.
Yeah. Like, if I made $500,000, I wouldn't have to work for 15 years.
Really?
But yeah, with my spending.
I would spend most of it pretty quick.
Yeah. But then she also had her Survivor money, and she had her...
I don't think she won anything on Survivor.
You have to win on Survivor to get...
Do they get paid?
I'd assume that they're getting...
Oh, yeah.
...standard acting fees.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, of course.
And then
they're taking time off work.
Yeah, and then when it goes into
And when it goes into synchronicity?
Yeah, and then you get money for that.
Yeah, and you don't have to call the police.
Yeah.
I was trying to make a... There were too many angles to that. It didn't work. Like, I love with words how you can make it meet not only in two ways, but, like, in three ways.
Yeah.
So, like, I was trying to do a callback to us talking about the cops before.
Yeah.
Also, Synchronicity being an album by the Police. And then related to Colleen somehow.
Yeah.
Like, I was trying to make all three of those things.
Yeah.
I don't know if those are three things. But you know what I mean? Like, okay, like... Like, I get annoyed when like, poets or writers, like, when they just, like, think doing alliteration is enough. And it's, like, there's no substance to it. It's just alliteration.
Yeah.
But when you can, like, have it, like, allude to something that you know what it means, but also, like, have it be clever, mm-hmm. but also have it, like, sound cool. Like, all, like, meeting, yeah. like, checking all those boxes. Like, I love that
shit. Yeah.
It's really hard to do.
This is true.
It still has to, like... It still has to be solid, though. I think. Like, a solid, you know.
Yeah.
I guess with song lyrics, they don't always have to mean anything. It's good if you know what it means, at least.
Yeah, somebody should.
Yeah. I like the idea of... If you write it... Correct. If you write it as well... If you write it well... And you, if you write it well, it's alluding whatever it's alluding to will be. A person will be able to interpret that.
Yeah.
Then they might get something else out of it too, which is cool.
Mm. It's good to get things out of things.
Yeah. We're the two princes on CKW 95.9 FM getting some milk out of a shoe for 7 years or something now.
Yeah, there's been a lot of milk.
CKW 95.9 FM with Ben Manitoba.
I'm Chris.
I'm Micah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
As time, as days go by.
Time to say words to the effect.
Cops love you too. This is what I've realized today.
Well, yeah. It's because you too is a
bunch you, of... is that true? I know, like...
It probably is.
Yeah. Like, I was at a training today with some police officers, and they were playing you too. Mm-hmm. Or former police officers. They were playing you too. They needed sound because some of the stuff that was happening in the other room was loud, and we weren't supposed to hear it. Yeah, they're playing U2, and then I remember my friend, whose dad used to be a cop, and their favorite, him and his wife's favorite band is U2.
Yeah.
And I started thinking about it, and it's like, just kind of makes sense. Because, like, Bono was on the right side of history in Ireland.
Yeah.
He was a Christian.
Yeah.
Are they actually a Christian rock band? I'm just kidding. I don't know what I was trying to get at there. I just, I don't know. I don't think that has anything to do with why cops like you two. I don't think Bono has, I don't know what Bono's opinion on the Troubles are.
Well, I find that people who like U2 are, like, really like U2.
I like some of their stuff.
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah.
But the people who, like, love them generally are, like, very milquetoasty as people. And I think if you grow, you know, end up being, like, you know, you, because generally when you're 7 years old, you probably have wanted to be a police officer. And if you never grew out of that, then you're probably a relatively milquetoast person, and you probably love U2. So if you're sitting out there at home and you're like, you know what, I really like U2, grow up and get a personality. Or be a cop. It's not necessarily a bad thing. Again, we can't say.
Yeah, you know, that guy, these guys were pretty cool, gotta say.
Yeah, they probably, if you were smoking weed in your car, they'd be like, yeah.
They'd be like, meow.
Meow.
Yeah. Isn't U2 from, like, a bomber plane or something?
Maybe. I have no
idea. I don't think that's very milquetoast, man. No. Plus, like, what is wrong
with, I don't know,
putting milk on toast?
Well, it gets soggy and gross. And
where does that term even come from?
I think milquetoast, like, it's M-I-L-Q-U-E. I think it's really bland cracker, if I remember right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a really bland, really dry cracker.
Yeah.
And it's just lovely.
Yeah, you know, as a white man, I just can't find any fault with the police officers.
No, they're doing a great job for us white men, and we should do everything we can
to stop it.
Yeah, rise up,
rise up for the people that aren't us.
Yeah,
by writing stuff on a wall.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do some graffiti that a few people are going to think is cool.
Yeah.
Because I feel bad for being a white guy.
Yeah. It's really tough out there being us.
Yeah. No, I thought of, like, you know, I can only say from my perspective.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people say ACAB, and I understand where that comes from. Mm-hmm. And that's me being serious. I think it's a little extreme and a little ignorant, but I understand where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'm not the best person to have an opinion on that.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that as well. But these two guys, they were nice. So my acronym, is it acronym?
No, it's not acronym.
What's the thing when it's not acronym? See, I don't even know how to talk. Anyways, my thing is going to be toucan. Two cops are nice. And I'll have some cereal milk any day of the week.
Yeah.
Because that's Fruit Loops guy.
Yeah.
One time this guy, my buddy was like, man, this guy brought a bat to a meeting. And I thought he meant like a live bat. But it was a baseball bat.
Oh. That'd be cool if it was a live bat. He was just like, I'm Batman. There's nothing left to be said, really. I think we've said more than enough. We're the Two Princes on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I'm Chris.
I'm Micah.
We love you all so very much. And, you know, if you see a cop just out there doing his job, just step on the back of his shoe.
Yeah, and if somebody is, like, you know, in distress out there and there's an assailant, throw your shoe at them.
Yes. Who throws a shoe? Heroes throw shoes. Not all heroes wear capes, but
all heroes throw shoes.
Yeah.
We're the two. Oh, we already said that. Okay, bye.
Bye.
CKUW, where people share the music they love. 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Find our program schedule in every issue of Stylist Magazine.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 FM is provided by Diversity Food Services. Diversity is a social enterprise committed to a just and fair food economy in Winnipeg. Elements Restaurant at 501 Portage Avenue is a proud part of Diversity Food Services family, a full-service, licensed sit-down restaurant with easy access right off of Portage Avenue.
Tune in to On My Way Home, broadcast on CKUW 95.9 FM on Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. Hosted by your host with the most, Justin Fuhrer, On My Way Home is a show exploring music, lyrics, and literature. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll keep me in your heart for a while. On My Way Home, it's a drive-home show for when you're already home. Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM in one great city of Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Millions of Canadians are living with a brain injury, but millions more don't fully understand the impact it can have. The invisible effects of a brain injury can make everything more challenging. Without recognition, understanding, and care, these challenges only grow. By learning about brain injury, you can show those impacted they're not alone. Find information, access resources, or make a donation at braininjurycanada.ca.
Looking at the seawall, the waves are coming and breaking over it. How long will it hold? I'm looking down the shoreline, the lights are getting bright.